This is Pink Smoke, brought to you by PNC Bank. Brilliantly boring since 1865. Here's Mike Rizzo.
Huge would be an understatement. Massive would be an understatement. Now, gargantuan? I'll listen to that. Welcome on in, folks. Pink Smoke, gearing you up for a gargantuan game tonight between our Inter Miami Herons and the Vancouver Whitecaps. CONCACAF Champions Cup action on the line. If Inter Miami does not win on the aggregate, folks, they are all but done in this competition. I think it's a competition that you certainly, as Inter Miami supporters, should still wanting to be around in. It's probably the most important competition this side of the hemisphere. And as far as Lionel Messi and kind of legacy is concerned, I think it's something that Messi wants real, real bad. And I think there's a reason none of the big four played in the loss at Chase Stadium this past Sunday. No, and folks, welcome on in. Once again, Pink Smoke. It's time, but we were long overdue for a little Messi mania.
It's time for a little Messi mania on Pink Smoke, presented by PNC Bank. The latest match results, highlights, and everything Messi starts now. Brought to you by PNC Bank. Brilliantly boring since 1865. Learn more at PNC.com. PNC Bank, National Association member FDIC.
Little Messi mania here on Pink Smoke. We're going to talk about that matchup that happened on Sunday, Chase Stadium. FC Dallas victorious over our Inter Miami Herons by a score of 4-3. Inter Miami led that game 3-1 with 65 minutes left to play in the game. We'll go through the highlights, take you through what happened. But getting back to alluding to you guys, you know, getting ready for tonight and the second leg of the CONCACAF Champions Cup semifinal game between the Vancouver Whitecaps. No Lionel Messi in that game on Sunday. No Jordi Alba, no Sergio Busquets, and no Luis Suarez. The only one that was available to play off of the bench was Sergio Busquets, and he did not get any action in the game. But you heard our big voice guy. We are sponsored here by PNC. Messi Mania brought to you by our good friends at PNC. And folks at PNC Bank, they couldn't be more excited to serve the South Florida community. But you may be wondering, isn't PNC that boring bank? Well, that depends. Is starting a business boring? Is being the first person in your family to go to college boring? For nearly 160 years, PNC has quietly toiled away at doing the boring banking for you and delivering brilliant results for their clients. That's why they have dedicated teams throughout the local area all ready to do the boring work to help you unlock your brilliance. See what boring banking can do for you with our good friends at PNC. And they also pride themselves on being boring. But the truth is, they couldn't be more excited to serve this community here in South Florida. For 160 years, they've toiled away to deliver great results for their clients. And now they have dedicated financial teams in this area, in our beautiful South Florida area, to do the work for you and unlock your own brilliance. Let's see what boring banking can do for you. PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC. Messi mania going around what Inter Miami did this last week. So no, obviously, CONCACAF Champions Cup action. It was just the game on Sunday, but we are ready to flip the script to this Wednesday, a.k.a. tonight, and get things rolling and get the ball rolling. Now, to update everybody what needs to happen for the Herons tonight, the Herons are down 2-0 on the aggregate, which means a couple of things. Number one, you don't want Vancouver to score in this matchup. If Vancouver scores in this matchup, they get the away goal advantage. If, for those of you out there who don't know what the away goal advantage is, this means Vancouver, if they score a goal on the road, a.k.a. tonight at Chase Stadium, if the game ends in a tie, let's say Vancouver scores, goes up 3-0 early, but Inter Miami charges back and ties the game 3-3, Vancouver would be the team advancing because they have the away goal. So it's going to be very important tonight for our Herons to lock down defensively and not allow any goals and leak any goals. Now, the equally hard part on that is that they're going to have to really get the ball moving early. You're really going to have to get Lionel Messi and Luis Suarez within the groove within the first 15 minutes of the game. And dare I say, I think there needs to be a goal within the first 20 minutes. If Inter Miami, folks, gets a goal within the first 20 minutes of the game, it is officially game on for me. We've seen this Inter Miami team be able to come back from astronomical odds against LAFC. Now, let's rewind to the Final Eight, as we call it, but, you know, American basketball fan, Elite Eight. You know, let's rewind back to the Elite Eight, where Inter Miami was down 1-0 on the aggregate to LAFC. LAFC then traveled to Chase Stadium with that 1-0 lead and scored. So they go up 2-0. And also, they have that tiebreaker on the road because Inter Miami did not score on the road against LAFC. They do not have an away goal advantage. So LAFC got the away goal and they were up 2-0. Technically 3 if you want to go there. And then the Herons come storming back. They score 3 goals and that's it. And they win on the aggregate. Inter Miami is going to need exactly what they got the last time they played at home in the CONCACAF Champions Cup, and that is 3 goals. My buddies are already texting me, Riz, we're hammering the Herons tonight. Messi mania, Messi magic. I wouldn't bet against Lionel Messi, personally. If I were taking a team, granted, I am a homer. I love Inter Miami, but I probably would put my money with Lionel Messi and the great one. And speaking of Messi, this is our segment, Messi Mania, brought to you by PNC. We'll continue to break down that game, that CONCACAF Champions Cup semifinal leg 2 at Chase Stadium coming up later on, because I do want to update everybody on what happened on Sunday at Chase Stadium. As I mentioned, you did not have Lionel Messi, Sergio Busquets, Luis Suarez, and any of the big four, Jordi Alba. None of the big four played in the game. But it still had pretty big implications because you don't want to try, you know, you really don't want to drop points in the MLS. Like, I understand that the goal, I think, for this Inter Miami team right now is, number one, stay alive in that CONCACAF Champions Cup and keep your head above water in that Eastern Conference. Inter Miami already, you know, won the Supporter Shield last year with 73 points. They shattered the record of most points within an MLS season. They did that already. So this is something that Inter Miami has been there, done that with the Supporter Shield, with the most points and whatever. I think Inter Miami is more worried about the MLS Cup playoffs and the CONCACAF Champions Cup, but it's never fun to drop points, especially when you're up 3-1 in the game. Now, there were some good things that happened throughout the game. There were some things where, you know, you look back and you go, all right, these are things we can look forward to in the future. These are a couple of things where down the line, I think, are going to pay dividends for Inter Miami. And one of that is Alan Abando. Now, Abando is a lone player. Atletico Madrid has his rights as a player. And Atletico Madrid, obviously, in the top leg of the Spanish league called La Liga. But Alan Abando was playing soccer recently with an Ecuador side called Barcelona. It's not the Barcelona on the Spanish side. I know this is very confusing, but there's a Barcelona side on the top flight in the Ecuadorian soccer league, and that's where Abando recently played. But Atletico Madrid has him as a player, and he is on loan with our Herons, and he played a very good game. He played an unbelievable game for the first, I would say, 65 minutes of the game. And I could say that really for all our Inter Miami players that played in match week 10 for the Herons, because when you look back, you know, 3-1, 65th minute, I did not think that Inter Miami was going to squander that opportunity. Inter Miami dominated the game. They were the better team for majority of the game, but that's why soccer is such a great game. That's why soccer is considered one of the best, because it could flip like that. It could flip like that with a drop of the hat. Didn't mean to rhyme there, but it's the truth. Like, you take off Maxi Falcone, and that's where I think all hell broke loose. If I'm being completely honest, I said it on the post game, I'm not afraid to say it again. All hell broke loose when head coach and gaffer Javier Mascherano took off Maxi Falcone and put on another player. Maxi Falcone was the best defender that Inter Miami had all night. He saved multiple goals from happening in that first half and was really the anchor holding it down. Now, I know it's kind of contradicting, because I'm not going to blame Mascherano for taking him off. You want Falcone available and fit for this game coming up tonight. This, the most important, I go back to what I said earlier in the show, the most important thing for Inter Miami right now is this CONCACAF Champions Cup. It's what Messi wants to win the most. It's what the club wants to win the most. The club has never won the CONCACAF Champions Gold Cup. Not a lot of, and to be quite honest, not a lot of American teams do outside of Columbus. All right, the Crew have historically been very good in this tournament. But I think as far as Lionel Messi and his, I think image is the wrong word. How about legacy, right? I think Messi wants to win this cup for his legacy. Because this is the equivalent, folks, of Champions League. And all my soccer fans out there know what Champions League is. It's the top-tier competition in Europe. It's where the best of the best club teams play and all of the countries in Europe. And it's what you dream of winning when you're kicking around the soccer ball in the backyard. This is the equivalent of that tournament on this side of the hemisphere. I think Lionel Messi wants it. But I could hardly blame, so bringing things full circle, could hardly blame Javier Mascherano for taking Falcone off and wanting him fit for this game tonight. I think it cost him the fixture, though. Let's get into the highlights. As I said, Inter Miami was up 3-1. They end up losing 4-3. Let's hear, actually, the first team that scored in this game was FC Dallas, and it was a savvy vet in Shaq Moore. The veteran American player found the back of the net in the 8th minute.
Their shot was blocked by Falcone. It's still loose in the area, and it's deposited into the back of the net. FC Dallas with the goal, cleaning up the mess. Shaq Moore, the veteran, the former Nashville SC star, and Inter Miami concedes in the 8th minute, 1-0, FC Dallas on top.
So FC Dallas finds the back of the net. But quickly after, Inter Miami had a response and the tie in the first half.
That makes a defender, drives to the right side of the box. He's inside the box, to the end line, plays it to the middle, edge of the 6-yard area. The keeper was able to keep it up, and then Pico blasted it home. Camped out on the far post, and he blasted it past Paz. It was all set up by an inspired 1v1 effort from Ian Frey, and Inter Miami equalizes 1-1 in the 15th minute. Fafa Pico with his second goal of the season.
So we didn't have to wait long for Inter Miami to tie this one back up. So Shaq Moore in the 8th minute makes it 1-0, and then Fafa Pico, it actually turned out to be an own goal. Very odd. And by the way, that's our good buddy Ken LaVica, the voice of the Inter Miami Herons on our Inter Miami radio network. And to Ken's point, I thought Pico scored the goal as well, but the statistician and the scoreboard ended up changing it to a Shaq Moore own goal. That was in the 15th minute. So two goals in 15 minutes in this game. It's 1-1. Let's fast forward to about the 30th minute where Alan Abando, who I mentioned earlier, had a chance at a header. Fans in the stadium and head coach and gaffer Javier Mascherano wanted a penalty, but they did not get one.
High up into the air it goes. Abando headed it down. There's a fight for it to the edge of the 6-yard box. Falcone was swiped to the ground and appeal for a penalty. The referee says play on, much to the crowd's displeasure and the Inter Miami players' fury.
We did not have to wait long, though, for Alan Abando to get his revenge.
Top the box is connected near side, right side. Oh, a wonderful cross, and it's poked home by Abando! The 18-year-old Alan Abando inside the 6-yard box got a right foot on it. It trickled under Paz, and he has his debut goal in an Inter Miami shirt. How about that for the teenager, Alan Abando? First start, first goal, and it's Inter Miami's first lead, 2-1.
Huge goal for Alan Abando. It was his first start, as Ken alluded there. It was Abando's first start in the jersey, and to have a debut goal on your first start, there's no better feeling as a soccer player. And Abando, a young 18-year-old player, like I said, I know they lost the game 4-3, folks, but there's a lot of good that came from the game. And this is one of the good. A young player finding the back of the net for the first time for his new club. I think it's going to pay dividends later on for the gaffer Javier Mascherano and the Inter Miami Herons. So Alan Abando makes this thing 2-1. We didn't have to wait long for another highlight. Here's Afonso. Afonso for Inter Miami was one-on-one with the keeper. And folks, you're going to hear our good friend Ken LaVica explain. I don't think Leo Afonso, the young Brazilian, was going to get a better look on goal and be one-on-one on goal than this one that he had. Ultimately, didn't turn into anything, but let's hear the highlight.
Beautiful play through Afonso. Afonso 1v1, and he took too much time coming up on the keeper. Paz, he was at the top of the box, and he took too much time to make a decision. And by that juncture, Origuide was able to track Afonso from behind and knock the ball away. Oh, Afonso, a golden opportunity to score. He may never have a greater opportunity in his career than that. But he did not hear the footsteps behind him.
Afonso certainly kicking himself in the leg for that one, and Inter Miami fans as well. I mean, he lost the game 4-3. Hindsight 2020, you know, that would have been the fourth goal on the board. Let's hear the second goal on the board, though, for our Inter Miami Herons. This was Davi Martinez, and this was all set up beautifully by Benjamin Kromoski.
Kromoski left of the area, tried to make a defender, did get around him, and then a left foot shot, score! Coming from the backside, out of nowhere, and tallying for Inter Miami is Davi Martinez. Where did he come from? Nobody saw him, including the FC Dallas defenders, and he hit it from the left side of the box, off the far post, and it was able to bounce inside the netting, and it's 3-1. Inter Miami, 55th minute, spectacular support from Davi Martinez.
Beautiful goal and third goal for Inter Miami. Score sitting at 3-1 in the 55th minute. 10 more minutes go by. Maxi Falcone comes off the pitch. And then, you know, all hell broke loose. Let's call it for what it is. All hell broke loose in this game. We had three goals in 30 minutes for FC Dallas from the 65th to the 90th, 96th. There's 6 minute extra time. From the 65th to the 96th, FC Dallas scored three goals. Let's hear the first one. Here is Acosta to make it 3-2 and to cut into Inter Miami.
Acosta,
lead.
Right into the middle. It was headed down, and then FC Dallas scores. It was headed by Origuide. It didn't go anywhere, but it fell onto his right foot, and he's able to blast it right by Callender, upper left of the goal, and it's game on in Fort Lauderdale. 3-2. FC Dallas within one in the 64th minute.
So as I mentioned, that thing set up by Acosta, Origuide, able to get his foot and blast that one into the net. A bit lucky that it fell right onto his foot, if I'm being honest. But nonetheless, beautiful finish. FC Dallas cuts in 3-2. Let's hear the equalizer.
Look out. FC Dallas behind the defense. 1v1. We are level 3-3. The equalizing goal for Anderson Julio. The Inter Miami defense fell asleep. That was too easy.
And now, here is the one that did our Herons in.
Segovia clunky with the ball, and now FC Dallas into the right attack in third. This play through, look out! It's into the middle, and it's an FC Dallas goal! It was a poor clearance, and Pedrinho has given Dallas the lead 4-3. In the 80th minute, Callender, in frustration, punts the ball away. Inter Miami's defense has fallen apart.
I probably should have mentioned that one, too. Oscar Ustari, who usually starts between the goalposts for Inter Miami, was not available for this game tonight either. He wasn't even on the bench. Rocco Rios Novo, the young Argentinian keeper that played for gaffer Javier Mascherano in the Olympics, he was the keeper on the bench. And as you heard our good buddy Ken LaVica there, Drake Callender, who did a lot of the goalkeeping last year for the Herons, was the one behind the net. And I got to say, I think two of the goals weren't his fault. Now, we could sit here and split hairs about Origuide, but the Julio goal and the Pedrinho goal certainly in the 81st minute, I don't think that was on Callender. And you heard Ken as well say, you know, Callender punts the ball in frustration. Too many times Inter Miami gives the ball away to the defender, poor clearances, turnovers, whatever it may be. That's the Achilles heel of this team right now. Inter Miami is going to be the more talented side out of any team they play this year. The Achilles heel is going to be the turnovers, either that the defense suffers, an offensive player, whoever it may be. I'm kind of sick and tired of Inter Miami giving away goals, and that's exactly what happened in two out of the three. that the Herons surrendered from 65 and on. And folks, that is going to wrap it up for our highlight section, and our highlight segment here with Inter Miami. And once again, we're continuing here on Messi Mania, brought to you by PNC. Time to get in to what's happening tonight.
It's time for a little Messi Mania on Pink Smoke, presented by PNC Bank. The latest match results, highlights, and everything Messi starts now. Brought to you by PNC Bank. Brilliantly boring since 1865. Learn more at PNC.com. PNC Bank, National Association member FDIC.
All right, now it's time for the second part of our Messi Mania. And that's talking about the gargantuan game tonight. I told you, huge, big, whatever adjective, that's not going to suffice. This is a gargantuan game. Gargantuan game for Inter Miami tonight. They got to win 3-0. It's that simple. I think if Vancouver scores, it's over. If Vancouver scores, it's over. And I already think that Inter Miami really has its, you know, its work cut out for them. They're a team that gives up goals lately. Early on in the year, you had solid defense. You had, you know, some consistency there on the defensive end, only giving up about one goal a game. That kind of went to the wayside after game number 5 on the year. Inter Miami has been leaking goals as of late, and the problem is before last week, they've been struggling to score goals. So the fixture that Inter Miami just lost against FC Dallas in match week 10 of the MLS, they scored 3 goals in the game. Great. That's wonderful. Love to see it. Problem is, before that game, they scored 1 goal. So April 9th, let's rewind back to April 9th. That was the second leg of the CONCACAF Champions Cup and the Elite 8 game. They scored 3 goals in that game. Since then, April 9th to Sunday, so what was Sunday? April 26th, 27th. For about 20 days, Inter Miami scored 1 goal and played 4 games. So they've been struggling to score goals, and they've kind of been leaking goals. Everything tells you that Inter Miami probably doesn't have a chance tonight, but do you want to know what ChatGPT and the analytical nerds are forgetting about? They're forgetting about Lionel Messi and the magic mojo and theme that is Chase Stadium coming up tonight. If you're going to the game, I want to hear you. I want to hear you scream loud and proud for the Herons tonight, because they're going to need every ounce of home field advantage at Chase Stadium tonight in a 2-0 currently record on the aggregate. Let's call it that. 2-0 record on the aggregate after losing 2-0 in Vancouver. You're going to see a heavy dose of Lionel Messi. You're going to see a heavy dose of Jordi Alba. You're going to see a heavy dose of Luis Suarez. You're going to see a heavy dose of Sergio Busquets. If there's a team to do it, to win 3-0 at home, it's the Herons and Lionel Messi. Messi scored 2 goals the last time Inter Miami was faced with the do-or-die game in the CONCACAF Champions Cup against LAFC. They were exactly how it is right now, 2-0. Now, it was 1-0, as I mentioned earlier, too. It was 1-0 on the aggregate after leg number 1 at LAFC, and then LAFC scored, made it 2-0, and they had the road goal advantage. But then the Herons were able to score 3 unanswered and win the score 3-2 on the aggregate. Let's hope the same thing happens tonight. Let's hope this is carbon copy. Lionel Messi, 2 goals. You find another goal elsewhere. And you know what? The segment is called Messi Mania, presented by PNC. Let's get a little mania. Let's have Messi score all 3. In my theoretical scoring prediction here, I'm going to have the great one, Lionel Messi, scoring 3 goals and winning on the aggregate 3-2. Realistically, though, if I took off my Inter Miami homer hat, I think it's going to be very hard to keep Vancouver off the scoreboard. Vancouver, one of the more, let's call a spade, how about that? Let's call a spade a spade. Vancouver's been the best team in the MLS so far on this side of the hemisphere. They've been the best team in the CONCACAF Champions Cup on this side of the hemisphere. Vancouver, who is one of the bottom teams in the Western Conference this year, they are number 1 on the Supporter Shield standings. They are number 1 on the Western Conference standings, and they currently have a 2-goal advantage over in what I think is the best team on this side of the hemisphere. The statistics, the record, Everything you could shake a stick at would say Vancouver is the best team. But they don't have Lionel Messi. They don't have Luis Suarez. And they don't have Jordi Alba. I've talked to a lot of Inter Miami fans this week. No one's worried. That's why I love this fan base. No one is worried that you're down 2-0 on the aggregate because you know you have a fortress in Chase Stadium. You have arguably four of the best players in the MLS rested and ready to roll. And you have a deep roster. I know Inter Miami's been in a funk lately, folks. Outside of that 1-0 win against Columbus 2 Sundays ago, things have not really gone the Herons' way, especially in this competition as of late with the loss in Vancouver. But one thing you could bank on is this team showing up in a big spot with the veteran players that they have. And I also think that Tadio Allende is so due for a Tadio Allende big game. Early on in the season, you could argue that Tadio Allende was the MVP of the season so far in the first 5-6 games. Obviously, he picked up a knock. He's been injured. He really hasn't looked like himself out there since he did pick up that knock, but he has been fit enough to play, And something that I talk about a lot with Damian Perez and Elias Bustamante from 760 AM Deportes, you can listen to our soccer podcast called West Palm FC on the ESPN West Palm YouTube play channel. One thing we talk a lot about on our play channel is that the team is deep, and to have someone like Tadio Allende, who has La Liga quality. Allende is a lone player from Celta Vigo. Similar to Alan Abando, the young 18-year-old, he is a lone player from Atletico Madrid. But Tadio Allende is a lone player from Celta Vigo from the top flight on the Spanish side. You have quality on the roster. Fafa Pico, who made a huge impact. I know they lost against FC Dallas, but he made a huge impact in this game, and he also made a big impact on the game in Atlanta at Mercedes-Benz Stadium against a good Atlanta United side who's got a lot of quality in Miguel Almorim and their striker that came on over from Middlesbrough. He scored the decisive goal, the header goal, that near post that fooled Guzdan, the veteran goalkeeper. Like, you have great players all over the pitch. It's time to start taking advantage of that. And I think Javier Mascherano is going to have one thing to say to his team tonight. Outwork them. Outwork them. When Inter Miami goes into these matchups playing with their hair on fire, I don't think anybody can stop. Outwork them and win the game. Outwork them and win the game. Do the little things. I know it's corny. I know it's cliche. But if you outwork them and you do the little things, not a lot of teams this side of the hemisphere are going to be able to beat you. That was Messi Mania, folks, presented by our good friends at PNC, where we catch you up. The latest number one on Lionel Messi, the latest number two with our Inter Miami Herons. Messi, bet your bottom dollar, he's playing tonight, folks, and he'll probably play the full 90 minutes, if I had to guess. He'll play tonight, he'll play 90 minutes, and let's hope the Herons have what it takes to come back on that aggregate. But Messi Mania, where we go through all the big stories with the Herons and all the big stories surrounding Lionel Messi on this football team, brought to you by our good friends at PNC Bank. Let's see what Brilliant Banking can do for you with our good friends at PNC. Taking a time out, folks. When we come back, we'll take a look at that injury report. We'll go around the MLS. Still plenty to talk about with the big matchup tonight against Vancouver. Second leg of the CONCACAF Champions Cup coming up later on tonight. We'll be right back with more Pink Smoke right here on ESPN 106.3.
This is Pink Smoke, brought to you by PNC Bank. Brilliantly boring since 1865. Here's Mike Rizzo.
Welcome on back, folks, to Pink Smoke. Your host, Mike Rizzo, taking it all the way up till 7 o'clock tonight. We just did a little Messi Mania presented by our good friends at PNC. Got you caught up on what exactly has been happening with our Inter Miami Herons over the last week. We lost on the aggregate to Vancouver. Lost the first leg of the CONCACAF Champions Cup in Vancouver 2-0. But it is now flipped. We're playing in Chase Stadium tonight. Our Inter Miami Herons down 2-0 on the aggregate. They still have a chance to go through to the championship of the CONCACAF Champions Cup if they win on the aggregate tonight. But they do not want to let Vancouver score, because then they get that away goal aggregate, and then that's when things get interesting. But our Herons, the last time when they were in a situation like this, losing that first leg, they came back, won the second leg, and moved on to the semifinals against LAFC. So let's hope it's more of the same coming up tonight for our Inter-Miami Herons. We mentioned the loss that they suffered at the hands of FC Dallas, with not a lot of starters playing in the game because they're resting up for tonight. And the big one between Vancouver and the CONCACAF Champions Cup leg number two in these semifinals. It's now the time to check in on, you know, who's dealing with some things, who's got a couple of knocks, who's ailing a bit, and who might not be available for the game coming up tonight. This is the Inter-Miami Injury Report, presented by your good friends at Lytle, Ryder, Smith, Ivy, and Fronrath.
Now it's time for the Inter-Miami Injury Report, presented by Lytle, Ryder, Smith, Ivy, and Fronrath.
And now a fight for it, one right back by Inter-Miami.
Lytle, Ryder, Smith, Ivy, and Fronrath, representing injured people and their families for more than 35 years. Visit foryourrights.com.
Our Inter-Miami Injury Report, presented by Lytle, Ryder, Smith, Ivy, and Fronrath. Been representing injured people and their families for more than 35 years. Visit foryourrights.com. Folks, that is foryourrights.com. Our good friends at Lytle, Ryder, Smith, Ivy, and Fronrath. The Inter-Miami Injury Report is very slim, folks, and that's what you like to hear heading into a do-or-die game. Baltasar Rodriguez is on the injury report for the second straight week in a row. Baltasar Rodriguez is the lone player from Racing FC in Argentina. Rodriguez had some trouble getting a visa, but he was obviously able to obtain that visa. He is now here in the States practicing with the team, and he is on the injury report presented by Lytle, Ryder, Smith, Ivy, and Fronrath with a hamstring injury. I'm seeing about mid-May for a return for Baltasar Rodriguez. And then David Ruiz, also on that injury report, he's dealing with a hamstring injury. He is not expected back until about mid-May as well. Now, obviously, you feel for the young man and Rodriguez and Ruiz, but they don't play a lot. And I think Rodriguez will start to play more once he's physically fit and practice more with the team. You saw a young player like Alan Abando, who recently joined the club, young player too, 18 years old, score a goal in the MLS in the last matchup against FC Dallas. So I think once Rodriguez is fit, he will play. It's just a matter of being fit. But these guys would not normally start in a big game. And that's exactly what tonight is for the Herons. A big game. You don't see Lionel Messi on the injury report. You don't see Sergio Busquets on the injury report. You don't see Jordi Alba or Luis Suarez on there either. This is good news. This is good news. And even for defenders like Maxi Falcone, who played like his hair was on fire, all hell broke loose when that guy exited the pitch in the 65th minute. You don't see Noah Allen and household starters, Yannick Bright. You don't see these guys on the injury report, which is good heading into, as I said, a do or die. As far as Vancouver, you got Matias Laborda. He's on the injury report for the Whitecaps, and Ryan Gold. So two players as well for Vancouver, you know, not necessarily the players that would start night in and night out. Role players, certainly, but Vancouver pretty healthy at this point of the juncture in the CONCACAF Champions Cup. And, you know, if I'm going to wax poetically about our Inter-Miami Herons, there might not be a better striker on this side of the hemisphere than Brian White. Brian White, 6 goals within the MLS, 5 goals within the CONCACAF Champions Cup. Scored against Inter-Miami in that first leg. And really has been a player and a half, man. I mean, you're getting two guys out on the pitch in the attacking side when that guy is on his game. And Vancouver, a team who likes to move the ball up the pitch, likes to play fast. And I could argue, man, in that first leg, Inter-Miami dominated possession. Inter-Miami was able to do exactly what they wanted to do in that game with the ball. They just couldn't find the net, folks. And that goal, oh, God, that second goal for Vancouver came in like the 85th minute. You're just smacking yourself against the head watching, at least if you're me. You're, you know, smacking yourself against the head like, God, couldn't we just keep this thing at 1-0? You knew Inter-Miami wasn't going to score if you were watching that game, folks. When that second goal went in, it's like, oh, here we go. Not over, though. want to remind myself and inner Miami fans out there who are driving to Chase Stadium right now, it's not over. You got Lionel Messi. Kidding me? Bet against Messi? You're going to lose some money. Guarantee that. But that is your injury report, folks, presented by our good friends at Lytle, Ryder, Smith, Ivy, and Fronrath. They've been representing injured people and their families for more than 35 years. Visit foryourrights.com to learn more. That is foryourrights.com to learn more. Wanted to talk a little bit about what starting 11 we're going to see for Inter Miami tonight. You can bet your bottom dollar, as I've already said, Lionel Messi will play right wing. Sergio Busquets will play in the midfield at that deep-lying playmaker role. Jordi Alba going to play that attacking left-back, full-back role. And Luis Suarez is going to be your number nine at striker tonight. So with all that out of the way, let's fill in the 11 that we think we're going to see after that. Where I'm kind of not sure about, I think the one position, now the back line, I guess, is a crapshoot after Jordi Alba. Is it going to be Gonzalo Lewin? Is it going to be Maxi Falcone, Noah Allen, Ian Frey, Marcello Wigan? I think it could be any mixture of those after Jordi Alba. But I want to talk about the attacking midfielder role. Telasco Segovia was the CAM, as I like to call it, the central attacking midfielder, for majority of the first 7-8 games. But lately, we've been seeing Benjamin Kromaski, the young American, in that role. And he really has been able to take advantage of playing. Let's not forget, he had a brilliant assist to Davi Ruiz in that game against FC Dallas this past Sunday. He played amazing. He played like, I got a saying in soccer, like his hair was on fire. Running around that pitch like his hair was on fire, doing everything he could for his team. I think you're going to see Benjamin Kromaski in that role. So let's pencil in Kromaski at the attacking midfielder role because he's played so well. And then Yannick Bright. So up top, and I figured out up top in the midfield. Up top will be Luis Suarez, Tadio Allende, Lionel Messi. The midfield will be Benjamin Kromaski, Yannick Bright, Sergio Busquets. You can bet your bottom dollar on that. And folks, I don't have any inside information. I'm speculating. But I think that's what the midfield is going to look like tonight. Move to the back line. Jordi Alba's playing. Oscar Ustari is playing. So Alba left back, Ustari in goal. I think Maxi Falcone earned a start at center back. I think a lot of Inter Miami fans would agree with me there. I think Ian Frey, that's someone I haven't touched on. I meant to touch on him during Messi Mania earlier in the show. But Ian Frey, I think, won that starting position the last two games he's played. He megged, meaning he went through the legs of a defender on his assist that he had in that game to Alan Abando. And he really played well coming off the flank, playing defense and attacking. So I think Ian Frey will come off the right side as your right side fullback, is right back. I think Maxi Falcone will be a center back. And then the one I'm not sure about is the second center back spot. It could be Gonzalo Lewin. It could be Noah Allen. It could be a mixture of a bunch of players. I'll go Noah Allen, though. I'll go Noah Allen, the young American. Now, Noah Allen recently played his international duties with Greece. So maybe I got to start changing it to the young Greek player. But according to his FOTMA bio, it says he's an American player, but Noah Allen has been good at moments this year. Obviously, no one could be perfect. He's been more good than bad. So I'm willing to bet that's going to be the starting 11 for the Inter Miami Herons coming up tonight. As I said, Oscar Ustari, Ian Frey, Maxi Falcone, Noah Allen, Jordi Alba. That's your back line. In the midfield, Sergio Busquets, deep-lying playmaker, midfield role. Yannick Bright, box-to-box midfield role. Benjamin Kromaski playing the CAM, the central attacking midfielder. And then up top, you know, Lionel Messi right wing, Luis Suarez striker, Tadio Allende coming off that left side. Allende could not be in it if he's not physically fit. He's struggled as of late, too. I'm interested if Mascherano will decide to go Fafa Pico or maybe even Telasco Segovia on the left side. But my sixth sense, how about that, is telling me Tadio Allende. Let's take a quick timeout, folks. When we come back, we'll go around the MLS where they're good friends at Audi. You are listening to Pink Smoke.
This is Pink Smoke, brought to you by PNC Bank. Brilliantly boring since 1865. Here's Mike Rizzo.
Welcome on back, folks, to Pink Smoke, our final segment here on a beautiful Wednesday in West Palm Beach. big matchup. Or wait a minute. I said earlier in the show that doesn't cut it. Huge matchup. Wait a minute. I said earlier in the show that doesn't cut it. A gargantuan matchup. There we go. Now I'm on to something. A gargantuan matchup tonight between our inner Miami Herons and Vancouver. A trip to the CONCACAF Champions Cup final is on the line. Our inner Miami Herons are down on the aggregate 2-0 after losing in Vancouver last Wednesday 2-0. But the good news is the big four, Sergio Busquets, Jordi Alba, Luis Suarez, oh, I'm forgetting someone, the great one, Lionel Messi. They're all going to be available tonight, folks, and expect a heavy dose of them in the starting lineup coming up tonight. But it is now time to look around the MLS, because if we remember, Inter Miami dropped points. They did not get any points the last time they played an MLS matchup this past Sunday against FC Dallas, losing 4-3 at home. It was their first loss that they suffered within the MLS competition. Let's go around the MLS with our good friends at Audi.
It's time to go around the MLS, presented by your local South Florida Audi dealerships. Test drive the new Q6 e-tron today at your local South Florida Audi dealer or visit AudiOffers.com to learn more.
Folks, the road is calling. Embrace the thrill of the all-new fully electric 2025 Audi Q6 e-tron, featuring effortless power, serious acceleration, and advanced Audi technology. It's not just an electric vehicle. It's a new way to experience driving. The Q6 e-tron is a premium mid-sized all-electric SUV that boosts an EPA estimated range of up to 321 miles, allowing you to get where you want to go in state-of-the-art fashion. The next chapter of Audi starts now. Test drive that brand new Q6 e-tron today at your local South Florida Audi dealer or visit AudiOffers.com to learn more. That is AudiOffers.com to learn more. Let's bounce around the MLS a little bit. As I mentioned, our Inter Miami Herons dropped points. The Herons dropped points on the Eastern Conference table and the Supporter Shield table. Inter Miami on the year has 18 points. Their last five fixtures: win, draw, draw, win, loss. So a little mixture of everything right now for the Herons. I do want to say, and I say this often, Inter Miami has only played 9 games. If we remember, this was match week 10 within the MLS. Inter Miami had their bye week about two and a half, three weeks ago. So Inter Miami, technically a game in hand. They still have a game to play. They're in fifth place, FC Cincinnati, in that top spot. And let's go through the rest of the Eastern Conference, at least the top nine that will ultimately nine teams, folks, make the MLS playoffs at the end of the year from each conference. So let's go through those. FC Cincinnati in first place. They have 22 points. They've won 5 fixtures in a row. FC Cincinnati certainly has things clicking their way. The Columbus Crew in second place with 21 points. The Philadelphia Union with 19. Charlotte FC 19. So that's your top four right now. FC Cincinnati, the Columbus Crew, the Philadelphia Union, Charlotte FC. Then 5-9, Inter Miami, Nashville, Orlando City, New York Red Bull, and NYCFC. That's what it's looking like on your Eastern Conference side. Let's move on to the West. A team we're going to see tonight that we already saw in the first leg of the CONCACAF Champions Cup semifinal. The Vancouver Whitecaps, the best team in the MLS as of right now. They have 23 points on the table. They're first in the Western Conference and first on the Supporter Shield. Portland Timbers have moved up to the second place spot with 18 points. Then here's how 3-9 mashes out. Austin FC, Minnesota United, Colorado Rapids, FC Dallas, who Inter Miami just lost 2-6, San Diego FC, LAFC, and the Seattle Sounders. So those are the top teams right now within the Eastern Conference and the Western Conference. As far as the Supporter Shield, meaning the best team in the MLS, obviously, folks, there are two conferences, Eastern and Western. The Supporter Shield is what you win at the end of the year if you have the most points out of both conferences. Right now, Vancouver at the top with 23 points. FC Cincinnati second at 22. And then here's 3-9. The Columbus Crew, the Philadelphia Union, Chicago FC, and our Inter Miami Herons, folks, in sixth in that competition right now for the Supporters Shield. As I said, they've only played 9 games, though. Once they play that 10th game and catch up to these other teams, you know, Inter-Miami is going to be more towards the top, at least in my opinion, if they're able to get all 3 points. But Inter-Miami in 6th place right now on the Supporters Shield. Portland Timbers in 7th, Nashville in 8th, Austin FC in 9th. And folks, that is around the MLS with our good friends at Audi. Get on out to your local South Florida Audi dealers. Visit AudiOffers.com to learn more. Test drive that beautiful Q6 e-tron today. You know what I always say. Make a statement when you're pulling into that lot this year at Chase Stadium with the fully electric Audi Q6 e-tron. Couple more minutes of showtime here, about a minute and a half. I wanted to go through with you Inter-Miami fans again who I think is going to be in the starting 11 tonight for Javier Mascherano. Let's start away in the back and move our way up top. This is me speculating. I don't know anything. Riz, you don't know anything. When I say I don't know anything, I don't have any insider information on this. This is just my guesstimation of watching every single game for the Inter-Miami this year. I think right back is going to be Ian Frey. I think one of the center backs is going to be Maxi Falcone. I think one of the center backs is going to be Noah Allen. And I think left back is going to be Jordi Alba. And I think Oscar Ustari will get the start in goal. As far as midfield, Sergio Busquets playing the deep-lying playmaker role. Yannick Bright going box-to-box, doing a little bit of defense, doing a little bit of offense. And then your CAM, your central attacking midfielder, I think will be Benjamin Kromaski. I think he earned the position as of late with his play over Telasco Segovia. Benjamin Kromaski had an assist in last MLS fixture match week 10 against FC Dallas. And he's really played well. As I say, he's played with his hair on fire for the Herons as of late. I think that's how the midfield is going to shake out. And then up top, I think this is the easiest 3 you could guess. Lionel Messi off the right. Luis Suarez is the number 9. Tadio Allende coming off the left. I will listen to maybe Fafa Pico coming off the left and or Telasco Segovia. But I think if Allende is fit, he has proven to the manager that he is the guy for the job. That is the starting 11 I think you're going to see for the Herons. How I want Inter-Miami to start this game off, I'll say it again, play like your hair is on fire and play like you have nothing to lose. You don't. You're down 2-0. And for those of you going, oh, Riz, Inter-Miami has everything to lose. Folks, you're down 2-0 on the aggregate to the best team on this side of the hemisphere in the MLS and in this competition. And this competition happens to be the top competition in North America. Play like your hair is on fire. Play like you have nothing to lose. And if I'm Javier Mascherano, I'm telling him to outwork him. Folks, you hear that music? That means it's time for me to go. Sometimes friends have to go away, but a part of them stays with you forever. Remember that in this life. Appreciate everyone who listened on into Pink Smoke, another riveting episode of Pink Smoke. If you're driving down to Chase Stadium, honk 2 times for the Herons and give a woo outside of the window, because we're going to be needing you screaming loud and proud for our Inter-Miami Herons tonight as they try to come back on the aggregate. They're down 2-0 on the aggregate. They're going to need 3 goals. Give me a honk, honk, and a woo for our Herons tonight. Everyone, enjoy your night. Have a safe and blessed night, and enjoy the Herons. We'll see you later. Bye.